You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Im, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
What's up?
That's good. Well, Ed, what we're going to do today is we're not going to play a voicemail, but I'm going to ask a question that was submitted via office hours. Now, with Plus membership, as Ed and I lead newchurches.com, as you know, Ed, you, myself, Todd, you know, we kind of lead newchurches.com together.
Is Todd involved in this as well?
One of the things that we have with Plus membership is we have this feature called office hours, where we guarantee you an answer to whatever question that you have that week. So the thing about office hours is that we give you contextual answers to your specific issue or problem or thing that you are wondering about within that week. So what we want to do,
we're willing to give you advice on weight loss, sporting teams. What else? Love, yeah. Relationships, totally. National conflicts between the U.S. and Canada. We're kind of experts on that, because we know that Canada is a threat to the U.S. So yeah, anyway,
Canada,
those are where
we're Canadians are shoe smugglers, according to Trump.
Well, ever since you stole Burger King, Burger King is now owned by a Canadian international conglomerate. So you stole Burger King from us. You didn't know Burger King's Canadian now? Do you know what's going on in Canada?
No. Okay, so what I knew was Burger King was American and they bought Tim Hortons, which was Canadian.
But are you saying Canadian? The other way around. So now, right? And you're actually have this connection. I mean, it's not like Tim Hortons directly owned. There's holding companies, all sort of stuff, but because taxes were too high in the U.S., Burger King is now a Canadian-owned corporation.
There you go.
So you people took away Burger King. Now, be honest, though, Burger King is kind of like the person who's kind of given up on life. It's not, McDonald's is always reinventing themselves. They're having their way.
Have it your way.
You know, sitting in all day, all this kind of stuff. And I used to work for Burger King. Did you know that?
Did you really? What did you do at Burger King?
I worked my way up to assistant night manager, not assistant to the manager, but assistant night manager. And I was there. And so I basically what that meant is I was in charge for 2 hours every day, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. I ruled over that Burger King, me and the fry guy, with an iron fist.
I loved it.
So
they must have trusted you, because those are real peak hours for Burger King.
Yes, well, that is true. I have to confess that I actually don't know. So anyway, for future reference, for those who don't know, the Burger King and Tim Hortons, which is a Canadian national treasure, is actually now owned by Restaurant Brands International Incorporated. And you know these things. So
all right,
Burger King, let's get to
our question. Okay, so what we're going to do is, it was kind of a specific answer to, I guess the question was really specific to a context. So what we'll do is I'll ask the question, I'll actually generalize it so everyone can relate to it. So here's a question. Should I start with a core group or a launch team?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. The answer is yes. One of them. You should start with them. That's specifically the question.
Fundamental differences, right?
Yeah. So a little, go ahead and start. Yeah. Good. Tell them.
Yeah. So, I mean, fundamental differences, we talk about this in planting missional churches, and we actually use.
Ding.
thank you. Actually, you should be saying thank you as well there.
That's true.
So we actually talk about the differences there, where the launch team idea is, we have this idea called the SWOT, right, Ed? I mean, you're the one who came up with that idea.
I actually stole that, I think, from John Wooster, maybe, back in the day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really come up with it. Maybe I did. I don't even remember. It all blends together at this point. Well, all my ideas were taken from John Wooster, though. He's amazing.
There you go. And isn't he Canadian?
I don't think. Yeah, he is Canadian. Is he Canadian?
Or he lived in Canada.
He did. He planted a church there.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So with all that.
So he owns Burger King is what you're saying. But anyway.
The whole idea with that is that the launch team is a little bit, is often more temporary, whereas the core group, it's kind of this core, I mean, you're kind of, I mean, I guess it's a broader generalization. I guess you could have a core group. You could call a core group a launch team, and you could call the launch team a core group, and you could really make either whatever you want it to be. But generally speaking, in broad strokes, launch teams are usually, hey, this is, they're going to help you for 6 months or a year or to get the church off the ground, and they may stay, they may leave. But the idea with the core group is that they're kind of sticking with you regardless.
Yeah, and I think that the difference is, I mean, there's a lot of differences. One of the differences with a core group, a lot of them are going to be launch team members, and you thought they were core group members. So I think what happens is, and I kind of, you know, when I wrote the first edition of Planning Missional Churches, I just called it a core team. And then later, as you revised, we talked through this and we added launch team, partly because there was an acknowledgement. I wrote a section on why your core members drop out, and it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes it's just they want to help you get launched, right? So I think that the language has sort of shifted, but not universally. But over the last 10, 15 years, people kind of recognize, you know, we need to use the term launch team because it's kind of like a launch rocket. I mean, you get it going, and some people sort of fall away. Sounds like a bad thing. I don't mean that theologically or biblically, but some people sort of drop out. They help you get started. So again, I think a core team, if you're going to use both, you could use both. A core team are those who are going to help you start, and they're going to stay. A launch team is someone who's helping to get started and is going to go. And if they're going to go, you typically ask them for a 6 month, a 1 year, 18 month commitment, stagger it so they don't all leave. Don't ask everyone for a 1 year commitment and then have 20 people drop out of your church after the church is launched and, you know, 3 months after, and, you know, they all drop out. So I think it's fine either way. I do think that there's a value in using the term launch team. But for everyone, I still would say, listen, even the core team, I said, why don't you come see if this is where God wants you to be in a year? Just stay with us for, help us get the church started. You don't use the term launch. That's okay. Be a part of our core. Help us get the church started. Help us start small groups. And 18 months from now, sit down, and it gives you a window to decide, rather than you feeling betrayed or abandoned. It gives a window for people to say, this wasn't really for me, or God's called me to do something else, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's specifically it, because the terminology core group and launch team fundamentally means something different. Because if your church launches well, and a year after launching, maybe you're, you know, if you launched with 50 people, you know, a launch team of, you know, let's say 30 people, and you had a first opening service of 100, and maybe by year one, year two, you're at 120, 150, maybe you're kind of around that mark. If you launched with a core team that you know, or kind of like a core group that you prayed together for months, you planned together, they really felt like you were their pastor. Right, you weren't necessarily, you know, you were shepherding them, you were in their lives. A year later, 2 years after the church is launched, they're not going to have that much access to you. And if they launched it as, you know, this idea where, oh no, we're the core group of the church, maybe in a year or a couple of years, some may move, others may have different responsibilities at work and may not be able to give as much. And just the whole idea of them being the core of the church, I mean, a lot can happen in 2 years, whereas the terminology for launch team, I mean, their commitment is to help you launch, whether they're a part of the core leadership of the church or the core members of the church. I mean, that is up to, you know, time will tell, because they may not even like the church. Maybe they may even actually have kind of this apostolic bent in them where they want to go continually help new churches launch. And they thrive in that. So maybe you want to send them out. But the whole idea with core and launch is it just kind of connotes something different.
Yeah, that's good. And it does. And I tend to like core because I want people to stay. But I tend to find in real life, it's more of a launch. And I think, so I've moved in my own language to say more launch. So here's the deal. I'm kind of like, you know, I'm not like the language police. I don't yell at somebody when they say core or launch, but I've tended to move in the direction more of using the launch language for that very reason. So again, I get back to his comment. I think it's fine to say either. I would encourage you to not use them completely. completely interchangeable, but you could even say, people say, well, I'm in long term. You know, you could call them the core. It's not the end of the world. But the problem is, who's, you know, does that mean the people who aren't are not core? It sort of feels a little exclusive because, you know, and one of the things we found later when I launched a church years ago is that it was, we ended up where people who were not part of the core team, because the core team kept using the term core team after we launched, but we were part of the core team. And that actually became an issue where I actually had to ask them, hey, please stop saying, because we're all in this family now.
I like
but
that.
They're like, well, we actually want to have a core team reunion, which is not a terrible thing, but really didn't fit what we were trying to do and created a separation we didn't want.
That's really good. That's really good. Well, thanks again for listening in. Once again, if you haven't yet checked out Plus Membership, you can get your contextual. I mean, the thing with the podcast is you can submit a question. We would love for you to do that on our site or at speakpipe.com/newchurches. And we batch record these episodes, but if you want to answer to your contextual question every single week, that's something that we provide with our Plus membership. So we do encourage you to check that out at newchurches.com. Well, we'll catch you next time.